Hey y'all, I'm back, and I saw this trick yesterday where someone held up their iPhone headphones and spoke into it, and so I'm going to test this out to see what the sound quality is like instead of using my the microphone I was using. But anyway, did y'all know that the skin whitening industry was a $1 billion industry? I had no clue. And now my question is, why does the skin whitening industry exist? What's the purpose of its existence, and what is it feeding? Like, what insecurity does it feed? Why does it exist? I need to know. And there's an event happening on Saturday that hopefully I'll get to check out. But that is such a fascinating stat, y'all. $1 billion to make your skin lighter. I love my brown skin. So I wanted to hop on here to just, to tee up some more topic ideas that I had in mind. So I definitely want to come back and share some life quotes that I've come across that have been really helpful for me, that oftentimes when you hear it, you don't hear it within a context that would be helpful for you to understand how it works, why it's important, and ways you can apply it to your life. One of them is about the guy who sharpens his saw. The other one is about, 1,000 kicks and being, you know, more concerned with the person who has practiced 1,000 kicks rather than the person who has practiced, or it's like, you would be more worried about going up against the person who has practiced the same kick 1,000 times as opposed to the person who has practiced 1,000 kicks just once each. And yeah, I think that would be really helpful to share. And my godmom yesterday was like, oh, you really do talk a lot. And I was like, it's great for the podcast because it's just me talking. I'm not hosting nobody. She tried to shade me, but it's okay. I also wanted to talk about the word ghetto and the two definitions that it has in my book, one being distaste and the other being resourceful and creative. I'm very ghetto when it comes to being resourceful and creative. And then Agent Orange, he is very ghetto when it comes to being distasteful. And I want to talk about some ghetto people I've worked with in past jobs and past teams that I belong to and really hated being on. Which is another great segue into creating and designing and dreaming up the life you want to live, and focusing your attention on your future self and letting the focus on future self create this energy and optimism that you can tap into to help get you through the todays and the tomorrows to get you to those future places. And so when I think about the life I want to live, the career I want to have, the career I have now versus the career I had before, and just how I want everybody to live their best life. Everybody's best life is going to look different, but it's a matter of living your best life versus not. And if you're not living your best life, that's where I want the conversation to begin. It will also be helpful if I talk to you guys about the dream job profile that I completed with my career coach. Love that thing. It's really just such a great thing. And even the Prepare Your Career program I went through with her, where we did this exercise of naming our inner critic and just focusing on our mindset, man. Like, whoo. Man, definitely got to come back and talk about that. And then the last thing I want to talk to y'all about is the decluttering lady who I work with. And we really got to get into these organizational furniture pieces that she had me go out and get to organize my desk supplies, my drawers for my clothes, and these super cute crates that I put my books in. Like, literally get into it. But that's all that I have for now. Can't wait to come back and elaborate on all these beautiful, beautiful, wonderful topics that will hopefully help you to enhance your life as well. Catch you later. Bye.